What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This happened a few years ago now. During this time, my wife and I moved into a new house. We only lived there for a year, and it was a rental house, but it was pretty nice. We moved because of my job, and I would get relocated from time to time. My job also helped us to find the house, and when we moved in, it was our first time seeing it other than online. The house had some furniture in it already, which was nice because we didn't have much at the time. We brought what we did have, and when we first got inside of the house, we both liked it a lot. The neighborhood seemed cool, the house had a nice backyard, and the layout was good. There was a main floor, an upstairs, and then an attic. We unpacked the things that we had, which took a few hours. Then I remember that we went shopping at some local stores to get some things like food and stuff. After getting back, the rest of the day was pretty normal. However, that night, I was downstairs and my wife had been upstairs. She came down and told me that she heard a strange noise in the attic. I thought that maybe it was a squirrel or bird or some kind of an animal, but really, I didn't know. When I asked her what it sounded like, she said that it was loud. I walked upstairs and to the door of the attic.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It was towards the end of the hallway, and I had never bothered to go in it yet. Neither had my wife. We didn't really plan on putting anything up there. So I walked over to the attic, and first I listened. I didn't hear anything at all. After standing there for a few moments with it being quiet, my confidence went up. I was sure that my wife was just hearing some small animal or something. So I opened up the door and then started walking up the stairs. It was a very narrow staircase, and when I got to the top, I saw a very small room with a low ceiling. But as soon as I had reached the top, I also heard a noise. I looked to the back corner to see a man coming out from behind a large and empty cardboard box. The guy had really short hair and a bit of a beard. He came walking straight for me, and it was one of the last things that I was expecting to see. I quickly turned around and went back down the stairs. I had absolutely nothing to defend myself with in case this guy was dangerous, and the way that he was heading towards me made it seem like he was. The man did not say anything, but neither did I. I went all the way down the stairs as fast as I could. Then I left the attic, closing the door behind me. My wife, who was at the top of the stairs, saw me leaving in a hurry and asked what it was. I told her just to run. I could hear the guy coming down the attic stairs. My wife and I went down the staircase to the main level of the house and immediately left. We called the police, but as we were doing so, we heard the back door open and close. We couldn't see into the backyard, but were hoping and thinking that the guy left. We did not return to inside the house until the police got there. When they searched around, they didn't find anybody, and the man was gone. But we were able to go back inside safely. The man somehow got inside of the house, which had been vacant for a while before we moved in. I'm really glad that he didn't cause any real harm.
I had just graduated college. I didn't have much money, but was looking for a new job now that I had a degree. In the meantime, me and one of my buddies from college, Aaron, decided to rent a home and be roommates. He made a lot more money than I did, and planned on staying at the house after I moved out once I got a better job. The place was actually pretty cheap too, only a couple hundred more than some of the apartments around here, so split between both of us, it was definitely doable. The move-in went well. We each took a bedroom, then went to IKEA for the extra furniture that we needed for the living room. On the first day we arrived, though, we got a letter on the door. It was just a note card taped near the door handle that said, "Welcome to the neighborhood." I guess the note's not really that weird in itself, but it had no name or indication of anything. It was just a handwritten line saying, "Welcome to the neighborhood." It almost looked sarcastic. Anyway, a couple days went by as we got settled in before both of our vacation time from work was over and we had to start our normal routines again. I just worked at a pizza shop for the meantime. The first night I got home from work, though, I noticed someone standing near our house as I pulled into the driveway. It was a woman. I couldn't see much as it was dark out, but she was just looking at one of our front windows. Once I pulled into the garage and walked back out to ask her what she was doing, she was gone. I thought it was weird, but probably nothing to worry about. She looked harmless enough and clearly didn't want any trouble because she left. Later that night, I mentioned it to Aaron and we both joked about it. Nothing else happened that night. Another week or so went by. By then, we felt pretty comfortable with the place and were just living our lives. This night was normal. I had work until 10, but I knew Aaron got off at 8. Once my shift was over, I drove back home. During that drive, though, I got a strange gut feeling. I don't know what it was, but something just felt off. Then I pulled up to the front of the house. The front door was wide open, but all the lights were off in the house. I obviously thought it was really weird, especially since Aaron was supposed to be home right now. I parked and walked up to the door.
"Aaron, why is the door open?"
I yelled from the porch. The house was silent. I took a few steps inside and looked around, then pulled out my phone and texted Aaron. Immediately when I sent the text, I heard his phone chime down the hall. When I looked, his phone was lighting up on the kitchen counter across the hallway. Now this was extremely strange. There was no way he went anywhere without his phone, and he definitely wouldn't have left the door open if he did. Aaron was always really picky about locking up the place before leaving. I wasn't really sure what to do, but something in me felt like I should check his room first to see if there were any signs I was missing. I went up the stairway and up to his room. The door was open, so I walked in. At first, it looked normal and it was quiet until I heard a voice behind me. I whipped around, seeing Aaron looking through a crack in the closet. Before I could say anything, he asked if I saw someone. I said no and was really confused, but he immediately told me to call 911. I knew instantly from the look on his face that this was very real, so I did what he said. We stayed quiet while on the phone, hiding in his room until the officers arrived.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They came into the home, and right away, there were footsteps sprinting through the house. The cops were able to get them before they got away. It was a woman. She had restless eyes and was full of rage. It was then that Aaron told me what happened. He got home from work and tossed his stuff in the kitchen, and then went upstairs to change. While he was up there, he heard a loud crash by the front door, then footsteps walking through the downstairs. He had no idea who it was or how many people there were, but he was helpless without his phone. He thought they'd probably just rob the downstairs area and then leave. Strangely though, at some point while he was hiding, they walked around and turned off all the lights. Then they went to the back of the house and didn't move. Aaron waited there for an hour and a half until I got home. It's thought that Aaron must have gotten home just before she arrived, so she probably didn't even know he was there. Clearly, she wasn't there to rob the place, though, and likely had been waiting for one of us to enter the home and walk down the hallway. Had either of us done that, who knows what she would have done. That night still scares the hell out of us, and of course, neither of us stayed at that house once the lease was up. I had just moved across town into a small home on the outskirts. It was only 20 minutes away from where I lived, but it felt like it was more isolated and away from everything. It had a decent amount of tree-covered land, so I couldn't see any other houses or roads or anything, which made it feel really peaceful. On the day I moved in, though, I got a knock at the door around dinner time. It was an older man, like 50-ish, with long gray hair and sunken eyes. He greeted me, but there was clearly something off about him. He tried to make some small talk, but he was very awkward and had a straight, unamused face the whole time. It was a bit odd. After he left, I didn't think too much on it, though. I thought it was probably just a nosy neighbor. But on the following day, while I was unpacking, there was another knock at the door. It was him again. The first thing I noticed was that he was still wearing all the same clothes that he had on yesterday, and he had that same straight face. He asked how everything was coming along, but strangely, during our conversation, it felt like he didn't actually have any reason to talk to me. It was like he was dragging on the conversation just because. I had to abruptly end it after a few minutes because he just wouldn't go away. I told him to have a good night and closed the door on him. It was just getting kind of creepy at this point. I mean, I guess it would have been different if he was a really talkative and outgoing person that just wanted to meet his new neighbor, but he wasn't like that at all. He seemed like he didn't even want to talk and was just forcing himself to. I went back to unpacking, trying to forget about it, but he knocked on the door again. This wasn't a friendly knock. It was loud and demanding. I looked down the hallway at the door and could see a shadow behind the curtains that covered the window on the door.
"Just leave. I'm sorry, but I have a lot to do tonight,"
I said, trying to keep my cool, but definitely letting the frustration show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He didn't move. He waited for another few seconds, then knocked again. At that point, I was extremely irritated and marched over to the door, prepared to yell at him. I swung the door open, and the man was standing much closer, only about a foot away from me. His eyes were dead, and his whole face and body was tense. It was like he was contemplating doing something. And that's when I looked down and saw the tip of a knife showing through the sleeve of his jacket. I slammed the door just as he pressed forward. By the time I locked it, he was already banging on the door again. It was almost even more disturbing because he wasn't saying anything anymore either, like he was possessed by whatever he was trying to do. I called the cops and double-checked every door was locked. The man stayed by the front door for several minutes, then hurried away. Cops didn't make it until well after he had left. I gave them my report of the incident, telling them that he was likely one of my neighbors. They found that nobody matching his description lived anywhere near me. None of the other neighbors had ever seen him either. We still don't know who he was, or if he's still wandering around our neighborhood anymore. Why exactly he came up to my house with a knife in his hand is unknown. Hopefully he's gone far away from here, though. Last winter, I moved to a new home in a new town. I'd only visited the town once for a job interview, and once I got it, I pretty much had to move there. It was a really big step up in my career, so I was really eager for everything to go well. Because the town was kind of in the middle of nowhere, though, it made the moving process not so ideal. I had to find a home for rent online and go through the process that way. I know it's not the best way to go about it, but I thought it'd be okay since I'd only be renting for a year and I could always find somewhere else afterward. On December 1st, I packed up everything in my truck and made the drive. I only stopped to fill up the tank along the way, but even then, I didn't make it into town until 9. Like I said, I had been here before when I did the job interview, but I'd never seen the town at night before. It was kind of eerie, as the streetlights were very dim and most of the stores were closed, so all the lights were out. I wasn't used to these smaller towns, so this was very different to me. There wasn't anyone driving around, either. It almost felt like I was driving through a ghost town. Another 5 minutes later, I pulled into the neighborhood and up to my new house. It was very small and was in a row next to other similar houses. I parked on the driveway and got my air mattress out, then headed inside. I had sold basically everything before the move, planning to buy new stuff once I got here, so I knew I'd be stuck with an empty home for a while. Inside, though, the place was about what I expected. It was old and outdated. The wooden floorboards creaked with every step, and the house had a musty smell to it. The layout was simple, though. It was one floor with a kitchen and living room, and one long hallway leading to the two bedrooms. After quickly looking around, I turned the lights back off and went into the master bedroom, tossing the air mattress down and turning on the pump to get it full. I sat on the floor, tired from the long drive and the stresses of moving, but as I was sitting there, I heard a creak from the other side of the house. It was just one small creak, but it was very distinct, sounding exactly like one of the floorboards. My initial thought was that it might be a raccoon or something that had taken up shelter in the empty home. So I got up and went down the hallway toward the living room. I didn't even bother walking to the front of the room to turn the lights back on. I just glanced around. The room was just as empty as it was before, though. I didn't see any signs of anything. I figured it was nothing. Maybe being tired and stressed made me overthink it. After all, this was a new home, so I wasn't familiar with any of the sounds it may be making. I went back to the bedroom. The mattress was full now, so I tossed a blanket on it and laid down. Tomorrow I had a lot to do, so I wanted to get as much sleep as I could get. Despite the not-so-great setup, I passed out pretty soon after laying down. When I woke up, I remember opening my eyes and seeing absolute darkness. It looked like I still had my eyes closed. That's how dark it was. I knew it was sometime in the middle of the night, so I closed my eyes again to try and fall back asleep, when I heard something from just in front of me. It was one of the floorboards creaking. My eyes shot open again, and I quickly sat up. I stared ahead at where I heard the sound, but still, I couldn't make anything out. I sat there motionless. It was so quiet, I could hear my heart beating as I felt a disturbing sense around me. Then there was another creak. It was further to the left of where the last one was. In my head, I started to panic. Part of me didn't even think this was real. Like maybe I was still half asleep or something. Before I could shake the feeling, there were four consecutive creaks, each sounding further toward the back of the room. Then there was a moment where I felt like I could see the slightest shape of something in the dark before the bedroom door swung open. The moonlight shining into the hallway immediately illuminated a man as he moved from my bedroom and into the hallway. I heard him sprinting to the other side of the house as I got up and rushed to turn on the lights. By then, the front door was wide open. From the glimpse of him that I got, he looked around 40 years old, with worn clothes and boots. That was about all I could see. I got my phone and keys, then got in my truck and drove away as I called the local police station. From everything I told them, they seemed to think that it was someone living in the house while it was unoccupied, but there's really no way to know for sure what was going on. If that was someone living in the home, it doesn't really explain what they were doing in my room, creeping around while I was asleep. Whatever the case, thankfully the owner let me break the lease and move to a different home. Had I not woken up that night, I don't know what would have happened.
Several years ago, I moved into a new apartment. This one was nicer than the previous apartment that I had been living in, and I was excited to live there. I got a one-bedroom place on the first floor of the building in an apartment complex that had a few different buildings. So after moving in, within probably 2 weeks of living there, I remember that I got this strange text message. I did not know who it was from because I didn't recognize the number. The text just said hi, and I ignored it, assuming it to be a wrong number or something. Several days later, though, I got another text. It was from the same number, but it said, "I can see you." I found this to be more suspicious now. I wondered if this was actually a wrong number or maybe something else, but quite possibly it was just a prank from a random number. I texted back asking who it was. They did not respond though. I got up and went over to my window and closed the blinds. It was nighttime, and I had a very large window that led out to a patio. Next to that was a small courtyard that connected to the other apartment building. I wondered if somebody could in fact see me. But I didn't really think so. I didn't get any more texts for the rest of that night. Either the next night or the one after, I actually got a call though. When I saw the number was calling me, I hesitated before answering, but my curiosity got the better of me. Even though I was really nervous, I picked up. I said hello, and there was a pause before I heard a whisper of a man on the other end. He just said that he knew where I lived and that I was home. I didn't know what to make of this. I tried asking him who it was, but then he hung up on me. By now, I was really creeped out about this whole situation. After that call, though, for a few days, there was nothing. Everything was fine, and there were no texts or calls. I was starting to forget about it, until late at night, when there was a random knock at my door. I was in the other room, and instantly thought that the knocking might be connected to the strange texts and stuff. I didn't want to answer it, so I didn't. The knocking continued on and off for about a minute or two. When it finally stopped, after a couple of minutes, I got up and checked the door as well as the hallway. There was nobody there anymore. I was really nervous, but I didn't go to the police or anything.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
For the next few days, nothing happened, and things were actually fine for a few weeks after that. It had all stopped, and I was really happy about it, but I didn't know why. Then I ended up finding out something crazy. There was this guy who lived in the apartment complex, and he had been arrested for stalking the woman who lived in the next building from mine. When I heard the details of the case, it sounded very similar to me. He had texted and called her repeatedly before somehow entering her apartment one night. She managed to escape and call police, leading to the guy being caught. When I heard this, I realized why it had stopped, because the man was caught. I'm really glad that they got him when they did.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.